Now, if you're graduating high school or college, make sure you remember to stay true to yourself. Follow your passions. Be open to change. It's easy to give out vaguely inspirational advice like that, and if you're a new grad, you're probably hearing some of it. But how do you know which piece of advice is actually worth taking and how to follow through with it? Our next guest went to the experts to look for practical advice that new graduates can actually use. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your own advice for new grads. What do you wish someone had told you when you graduated high school or college? Did you recently graduate? Are you about to? How is it going? What are you hearing? What do you want to know from people who have been through it already? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Allie Volpe is a senior reporter at Vox. She recently asked a bunch of experts and successful people their advice for new graduates. Allie, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right, I gave a few examples of that sort of like vaguely comforting advice there. What did you go out in search of?
You know, I was looking for kind of the opposite of exactly what you had said at the top of the segment. You know, those very vague notions that you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? Go find my purpose. What does that mean? So I wanted to chat with, you know, people who actually worked with students, folks who, you know, wrote books about, you know, the subject of work, of life, of work-life balance, of being an adult, about, you know, some of the things that they encountered in their work or things that worked for them, you know, when you are emerging from the cocoon that is high school or college.
We heard from some people already on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Chad, who writes, invest as soon as possible, 10%. Learn a trade as soon as possible. It'll always be needed. You can afford to make apprenticeship wages now before life happens. Never use credit unless you can pay it off on the due date. You got some advice from people, not exactly with the apprenticeship, but on the idea of, you know, saving early on and looking ahead at our future plans in that way.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a big one of like setting a budget, knowing what is realistic for you. This is something that I did not do. And just looking at like how your compensation breaks down into net versus gross income. Figure out like how much your expenses are and how much what you take home every month or every week will cover those things. And then make sure to set aside some money for emergencies, for the fun things we do in life. It's just always easier to have a clearer picture of like where your dollars are going versus just going into it blindly.
And one piece of advice you got also was not just to think about money in the future, but to talk about money all the time and to kind of overcome, I think, a taboo we often have of talking about our finances and our financial well-being. This is from a former Wall Street trader. Can you talk more about that advice?
Right. Talk money with your friends. And I also think with your colleagues as well. We kind of get into our own lane and we, you know, aren't really having discussions about what other folks are making. And some of the biggest realizations you can make is, you know, someone who is in a similar position or similar field and you realize maybe they're making a lot more than you. And then you can advocate for yourself that way. Yeah, we won't know what to ask for unless we are having those discussions. And yeah, while it may be taboo or weird, I think the tides are changing. I think we should always be having those discussions with our friends, especially, you know, I have a lot of high school friends that I still keep in touch with. And it's helpful to sort of gauge, you know, what we're all making, even though we're all in different industries, because it's nice to sort of keep tabs on, okay, this is what people who are earning at a similar level in their careers as I am.
You mentioned, Allie, that a lot of the advice you heard back from these experts had to do with our relationship to our work and the role of our career in our lives. I like this one. One of your experts said, don't think what career do I want? Think what do I want my life to look like and work toward the career from there. Can you flesh that out a little bit?
Yeah, I think so often when we graduate, you know, we have that degree in hand and we've been preparing for a career throughout our education. And so it's normal to think about what that job is going to look like because that's what you've worked so hard for. And something that they don't teach you in school is, well, what is your life going to look like outside of that job? And I think it's really important to prioritize the things that you care about because the work it should be the thing that supports the rest of your life. While a lot of jobs are all encompassing, the whole reason of life is to enjoy it a little more. And so I think having having a clear picture of those boundaries and that balance is something that's super important.
We are talking about career advice, new advice for graduates at the high school or college level. Allie Volpe is with us from Vox. She has an article on the topic, and we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. What is your advice for new graduates of high school or college? What is the worst or best advice that you got when you graduated? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Allie Volpe, senior reporter at Vox, about advice for new high school and college graduates, and we want to hear your advice for new grads. Join in at 800-642-1234. What is your advice for that new graduate at any level? What do you wish someone had said to you? If you could go back in time and send yourself a message on graduation day, what would it be? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. A lot of people think about finding their purpose in life, and Allie, and one of your experts said it's not so much finding your purpose, it doesn't necessarily magically exist, but cultivating a purpose in life. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, some people think that a purpose is magically going to fall out of the sky into their lap and you'll figure it out one day. But experts told me in another story as well that it takes a lot of work, a lot of cultivation. And even people in their 40s and 50s often don't have a sense of purpose. So if you don't have one, that's fine. But it does take a little bit of soul searching. We have to think about, like, one, what it is we want out of our lives. So what do you hope to accomplish? What matters to you? So think about your strengths and how you can put forth those strengths into your values. And, like, what skills or talents do you have? What do you enjoy doing? And putting all those things together is sort of how we can work towards cultivating a purpose, basically by how we want to leave a mark on the world, how it impacts other people, and what it is we're good at and what we enjoy doing.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Mequon. Steve, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Steve?
The thought I've got, or that served me while graduating from the University of Wisconsin, was don't worry about that initial pay. And don't think about making a decision based on your initial pay, or sometimes even asking what the pay is. Know the company that you're going to work for. Go in there and exceed their expectations, and I'll trust me, your pay will take care of it the rest of your career.
Steve, and that worked out for you that way?
It's worked out pretty well. I retired about at 58 and many different careers, but it was quite successful.
Steve, thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. I don't know. Some people had different, some of the experts you talked to, Allie, had different approaches to how much to commit yourself to a company. What kind of things that you heard does Steve's comment make you think about?
Right. I think about advocating for yourself a lot. And I think no matter what salary is offered to you, I think it's always worth it to negotiate at any level of your career. It's always worth asking for more money, because what's the worst they can say is no. And yeah, I think it's always worth asking for more, and to never put all of your eggs in one basket as far as a job, because the company unfortunately won't love you as much as you love it. That's something I wish that I had learned earlier, as someone who's been through a couple of layoffs myself. As much as you love a job or love a company or love a boss, ultimately these relationships are business ones. And so at the end of the day, you know, they can get rid of you if they so please. So I think to sort of think of it in a way that this is a thing that supports my life, rather than this is a very emotional thing.
Steve, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. Glad it worked out well for you at 800-642-1234. Talking about advice for new graduates with Allie Volpe, senior reporter at Vox. She talked to a bunch of people who have a lot of great advice, some practical advice for people who are graduates. We want to hear yours at 800-642-1234. 1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We also asked around here at Wisconsin Public Radio, our own Emily Ralph said, one thing I talk a lot about is finding an arc or area of interest, the slice of the pie graph with stuff you like. Like my thing was always audio, Emily says, since I was a kid. The audio slice of the pie has a lot of cool stuff, recording, live sound, sound design for film, a million other things. Of course, radio. Emily does some good audio here for that. Making career moves in that area can be pretty easy once you start networking. And Emily says, also know your weaknesses. I can do anything in audio, but I'm terrible at math and a really bad dancer. Yeah, me too, Emily. So that idea of finding an interest, something we're good at, Allie, and then finding out different ways to apply it in our career in different circumstances. What do you think?
I love that. I think that's great. Yeah, because like where you have talents, often it's a branch out into something else. And it could even be like a hobby that can enrich your life in a different kind of way. Whether, you know, for myself, I'm a writer, but to do some sort of creative writing or, you know, dabble in improv or comedy, these things can enrich your lives in different ways, but still play to your skill sets.
Now, here's an interesting bit of advice you got from a privacy and technology lawyer and author. Think of your postgraduate life in semesters. So not just one big picture life path, but breaking it up into segments. Why would we do that?
Yeah, the rest of life can seem very intimidating. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do for the next, you know, 30 plus years? And to break it down into smaller semesters kind of makes it more manageable. You can think, okay, what is coming for me for the next few months of my life? What do I want goals for this season of my life to be? And it kind of makes it less scary, less like a wide open field of nothing in front of you. So if you can set goals of, you know, I want to accomplish X, Y, and Z in this quarter, or, you know, I'd like to have a promotion by this time next year, it helps make the transition into, you know, the real world, the adult world, a lot more manageable.
And we heard from Sarah Lair here at WPR, who says, join your local library, start putting even a small amount of money away for retirement, and make friends with someone a few decades older at work to find your mentor. Now, that's a piece of advice looking back I wish I had done of finding a mentor early in my career. Allie, what do you think? I'm not sure if anybody specifically gave that advice to you of the experts you talked to.
No, but I love that advice. Having someone who has a little bit more experience, more insight, it's so invaluable. And even if you aren't in a traditional office environment, as a freelancer, I, you know, through networking, found someone who I consider my mentor. And having that relationship, that insight into, you know, what someone a couple steps ahead of you in their career can expect is so, so, so helpful. And they can help kind of calm your fears if you're freaking out about something. Oh, I'm not doing this right. Or, you know, what's coming next for me? They can sort of calm you down and hold your hand through this very stressful time in life.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Richard is with us in Milwaukee. Richard, hi.
Hi. My advice would be, no matter where you are at your career, but especially early in your career, that you work with yourself to the company or institution you work for, that you invent and create things they don't expect you to invent and create, so as to be more valuable to the company or institution, and so they would never think of letting you go.
Richard, thanks a lot. Make yourself indispensable to the place you work at, Allie. What do you think?
I know. I mean, that's great. If you're a central part of that machine that's turning, you know, you're not replaceable. Also, I liked that bit about, you know, finding things that interest you within the job, too, and kind of creating more opportunities for yourself, because that's one way that you can grow within a company and to, yeah, find those things that interest you, those room areas of opportunity. I think that's really good advice.
Richard, thanks for that. Our own Jeffrey Potter here at WPR says he learned a valuable life lesson early on, even before he graduated. He was rejected by nearly every college he applied to, felt rejected, felt like he was going to a fallback school, thought it was everything he didn't want, too close to home, too many people. And he says, guess what? It was exactly the experience he needed. He loved it, made friends, was able to do a lot of things that changed his life along the way. Now, that fits in with one of the pieces of advice you found, Allie. Somebody said, be open to plans changing. It's okay if the paths and goals and things like that change, and it can actually be a good thing.
Yeah, I think when we're young, we have this set vision of how we think our life is going to go. And then if you veer off of that path, you're like, oh my gosh, what now? Am I a failure? Are my dreams not going to pan out? And that's just life. You know, things will veer off course, and that's totally fine. And sometimes the things that are meant for you will happen, and it just takes time.
In our last minute or so, Allie, what stood out to you? What seemed like the best advice that you wish you had had when you graduated from high school or college?
Oh man. I think it's that bit about, you know, the work-life balance. I wish I had someone telling me that, you know, throwing yourself all into work is great, but also having a life is great, and to enjoy your weekends and to not work on your weekends, because there are limited weekends in your teens and your 20s. You will never get those back. And so, yeah, to trust that everything will work out, but don't sacrifice who you are and your time and your free brain space for somebody else.
Allie, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Allie Volpe, senior reporter at Vox. She talked to us about advice for new graduates. That article I mentioned where she got a lot of advice from experts from various fields, we've got that linked at WPR.org/Central Time. And hey, you can keep your advice for new grads coming over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. And congratulations to anybody who's graduated college this year or is knocking on the door of graduating from high school in the next couple few weeks.